You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, it's spring out there, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited to get back here with you on a Sunday. Happy Sunday, happy spring. How are those business ideas blooming? The allergies sure are. Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. You guys, I have a very talented panel of ladies that are coming on today. I'm so excited. I want to say thank you to everyone that did Peggy Townhouse's birthday giveaway. We got over 150 media outlets covering it, and we were trending, I believe, for a moment. So I've shared a little of those highlights on my media page at Cap Aquarius Media. Check them out. We're doing another one for Mother's Day, May 10th. We're going to do it bigger and better. We're just going to keep going. So if you're interested, give us a shout. But today, I want to start the show off with an amazing author visiting us from the sunny state of Florida. And we have Nancy Prapal. Nancy, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm really good. Thanks. I'm even better now that you've given me a chance to be on your program.
Oh my God, you're a doll. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak to you. Listen, I've attempted to finish a couple books many years, and I just really, every time I interview an author, I'm always impressed because this is a lot to give of yourself. And I'm really just wanting to say congratulations, and I admire that, and I can't wait to fall into my authordom, if that's a word. And we want to hear about your journey into your book, right? And releasing this book. So we want to hear about the background, what motivated you, how did you frame it? How did you time manage? So why don't we go full screen, introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers, and tell us who you are and tell us about your book.
My name is Nancy Prapal, and I am I'm presently a retired divorce attorney, but I started my career as a critical care nurse. And I practiced divorce law for 34 years. And during that period of time, I took apart thousands of marriages. But in my retirement, I'd like to try to give people some strategies to keep them together. And so during my course as an attorney, seeing clients come into my office with the same five complaints, basically, over 34 years, given my nursing background, I put that together, those five essential emotional nutrients with the physical nutrients that the body needs to repair itself. I have tested this theory on different friends and people who are struggling in their relationships, and it doesn't work overnight, but it does work. The five essential emotional nutrients are communication, which is compared to water. The human body cannot exist more than 3 days without water, and a relationship cannot exist without water. Although it can go on for a period of time, if there is no communication between the parties, the relationship becomes dehydrated. The things that you can do, as I describe in the book, is think about the fact that water can either crash or it can flow. Relationships, in a relationship with communication, words can crash or they can flow. If you are struggling with communication with your spouse or partner, and you can go into the next conversation you have with your spouse or partner thinking, I don't want my words to crash. I want them to flow. I promise you, there's going to be a different atmosphere, a different tone in that relationship. And I think you're going to see a change in the way your spouse or partner listens to you. I describe different techniques in the book so that you can work on this during the course of your relationship. And I'm telling you, I call it the malnourished marriage or the malnourished relationship, because in a relationship is its own entity, just like the human body is its own entity. And a relationship needs the emotional nutrients. The second emotional nutrient is sex. Sex is compared to protein. I'm sure you know that protein is the building block of the body. Sex is the building block of a relationship. And sex is something that you can have intercourse or outer course. You can touch arms, touch cheeks, rub the back. That stimulates dopamine. It may not be the same sizzle as intercourse, but it's absolutely essential to do on a daily basis so that you get the dopamine, you get the nourishment that the relationship requires. Protein is what the body needs. Sex is what the relationship needs. And if there's difficulty with respect to sexual issues in your relationship, I describe in the book some strategies you can use to overcome that. But every single nutrient that I'm going to describe, you can use a different strategy to try to feed your relationship what it needs to thrive, not just survive. The third emotional nutrient is, I compare carbohydrate to laughter and play. You probably know that the brain uses most of the carbohydrate in your body. And laughter and play is something that's absolutely key to keeping a relationship nourished and thriving. Laughter and play actually regenerates some feelings that you may have had when you first met the person that you're involved with. And again, there are strategies that you can use. If you think your relationship is stagnant when it comes to laughter and play, there are some simple things you can do to overcome that. I mean, you know, every single relationship has its own secret messages, its secret language. And even calling somebody by the pet name that you might have used when you first got together is a form of laughter and play. I mean, the two of you may have this signal where you roll your eyes if somebody says something you don't agree with or you think is stupid. You can roll your eyes not to signal to your partner that you think they're stupid, but in a funny way to get that regenerative laughter and play, that carbohydrate, just as your brain needs it, your relationship needs it. The next emotional nutrient is very important. Healthy fats protect cells and they protect the organs. Compromise protects the relationship. Compromise is not a dirty word. It's not a rollover word. Compromise does not mean that you're giving in and that you're taking it one for the team. Compromise, as I describe in the book, in a relationship, is feeling compassion for what your partner or your spouse is feeling, why they're taking the position they're taking. And again, each one of us comes out of our primary childhood development, if you will, with core wounds. And this is borne out by all the science that I refer to in the book. Each of us has a core wound from childhood, whether it's abandonment, embarrassment, poverty, whatever it might be, we bring that core wound into adulthood. And if you learn what your partner or spouse's core wound is, you will have compassion for how they are feeling and why they are triggered or why they're taking the position that they are. And if you approach your relationship in that way, you will come to compromises. The last one of the emotional nutrients is trust. And I compare trust to a multivitamin. If you're getting everything you need in your diet, you don't need vitamins. But few of us get that. And so a multivitamin fills the gap for what the human body requires. And trust fills the gap when you're thinking to yourself, am I better off looking to another relationship to fulfill my needs? Or do I trust that this relationship has the potential to come back and feel as if the same way I felt when I entered into the commitment, that this was going to be a lifelong commitment. Trust is something that's absolutely essential to a relationship. And trust can wane. It can go up, it can go down. Just like the vitamins in your body. Sometimes you may need one vitamin as opposed to another. But trust is what fills the gap when you're feeling doubts in your relationship. It brings you back to realizing, I entered into this relationship thinking that they did not intend to hurt me. And if you keep that in mind, that they really are not intending to hurt me, this is from what they went through as a child, this is coming from their core wounds, then you will have a better chance of going from a struggling relationship to a thriving relationship.
I mean, I wish we had a clapping emoji here or a sound box, Sam. Can we get on that? Nancy, wow. Okay. Congratulations. It reminds me of when you're a kid and you had the food pyramids and all the nutrients and things. And the way that you speak about this is so comprehensible and you've applied your experience to this. Kudos on this. I can't wait to get my hands on this book. You really have tapped in and made this feel like it's tangible. That if you can just look at these things like what you do with your body, we can do this, right? I mean,
absolutely. Actually, it's not fast. Just like if you're really deficient or you're ill, you know, you're not going to wake up and run a marathon. If you've been in a long-term struggling relationship, this is not, you know, going to happen overnight, but it will happen if you stick with it.
I'm excited because I'm newly engaged and I got to be honest, everybody. I think I've shared this. You know, I didn't think that was going to happen for myself. Oh, my dog agrees. I didn't think I was the marrying kind. And the communication like water. I believe that. I think that is so great. The sex is the protein, the carbohydrates are the laughter and the play, the healthy fats. This is a recap for you guys, and you can get the book and get it in depth yourself. We're just giving you highlights here. The healthy fats, it's compromise. I really like that. I love that. The trust is the multivitamin. It fills in the gap when you're feeling like maybe you had a fight, but you go back to one. Why did I get into this relationship? And you don't have to be insecure because it brings you back, right? And you fill in, this is genius. Where can we get the book? How long did it take you to write it? Are you going on a book tour? Where can we see you? Where can we give you a praise and just rain down praises? This is genius.
Well, you can get Amazon. You can get the book on Amazon or order it wherever books are sold. My website is Nancy Perpall, PERPALL.com. And I have a lot of information on my website. And I really encourage people to rethink that the relationship is its own entity. So many divorces are not necessary. And that's what made me write the book. Yeah. Because I represented so many people who thought that they were incompatible.
Yeah.
Because they were missing some of these aspects of the relationship.
Yeah.
And over 34 years, I'm telling you, I identified 5 things, and that came from my nursing background.
Yes, I think that's kind of like, okay, the lawyering is the practical, you know, nuts and bolts, but then your caregiving about wanting to be the change in the world is your nursing, right? And you're like, okay, hold on, I'm seeing a pattern here. I can give you something as a preventative medicine rather than treating, you know, I can treat the symptoms or I can help you avoid it. And I like that you are doing that. And are people receptive? Do they want to hear it? Because we do all have core wounds, whether or not we want to address them or not, or even acknowledge that. That's your journey whenever you're ready, but you have to do it. You have to do it at some point for business, for love, for friendship, right?
Absolutely. Like, and I do address that in the book. And I think I do it, I'm told that I do it in a way that really makes the people who have read the book and given me the feedback on the book, it really makes them realize that many of the arguments that they're having with their partner or spouse come from those core wounds.
Yeah. You go back, you recreate it if you don't fix it, right? Because you're comfortable there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the right word to use. Yeah, it's very hard for people to change because humans strive for comfort.
Yeah. Well, I want to know where we can see. I don't know. My dog never barks. I think he's really, really, he's a bulldog. He's very excited about the book. So where can we see you, Nancy? Are you doing any speaking engagements? What's next for you?
Well, actually, you know, I can't really do anything right now. I'm only doing this because my husband's actually very, very ill. And I can't really leave until...
Well, that's good love right there. And that's
what you know. He's such a good person. He's really a good person. And he's 100% disabled veteran.
Wow. My goodness. Okay. Well, we want to say that, you know, this is beautiful. Thank you for giving us this gift, putting this in the collective. Thank you for taking care of your husband. And my grandpa was a merchant marine. And I want to say thank you for what you're doing. That cannot be easy. And I want you to come back, okay? Because I feel like you're going to have a part two. Are you going to have a second book?
I'm not sure. I know that I'm going to do something with this because the feedback has been very, very good.
Yes. But, okay.
The only thing I would ask that I've not been very good about asking for reviews. And you know that Amazon is all about algorithms. So if anybody reads the book, please review it, whether you like it or not. Just put a review on there. It doesn't even matter.
You got it. I know that my copy's in the mail soon, and I will give you a review. And
oh, great.
Yes, I hope you will send me a copy, or I'll just order it. You guys, if you're getting into a marriage, if you're getting out of one, or you're not sure, if you're single and you want to have an emotional, intelligent book, a guidebook, someone with experience that can tell you how to avoid any red flags, any problems, anything, these five things that Nancy has identified over 34 years of being a divorce attorney and a nurse, she's giving you this food pyramid for love and marriage, okay? This is your food pyramid for love and marriage. Now, I know I'm telling my age. I'm a latchkey kid. I'm a zennial. I was born in 78. But that's the truth, guys. Communication, sex, whether that's physical touch or otherwise, laughter and play, and going back to the little kid portion of you, I believe in others, compromise. You compromise all the time. Compromise with your loved one and trust, okay? Get this book, find it out. I'm excited. I almost think, can we get like a vitamin to go with this book? Some Nancy vitamins? I'm just kidding, Nancy.
I can tell you that if you fix your relationship, you're going to feel as if you had a B12 shot.
Okay, that's right. That's true. That's true. Nancy, I want you back. Let's have you back. What's the next love holiday? Well, Valentine's has passed, but we'll be getting into the wedding season soon. Let's just have you back real soon. And I want to say congratulations on this book. And thank you so much for being someone that's pouring into the collective, because we all need help in this area. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, dear. And I'll have you back when my dog's not barking. Guys, Nancy Perel, excuse me. I will enunciate correctly. You guys, I'm excited about this book. Next up is Priya. Priya, welcome to the startup. How's it going?
Good, Monique. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Look, we match, girl.
I know, we do. And I love the dog in the back.
Oh, thank
my
you.
My dog is outside somewhere.
You got yours too? He thinks he's on the show. I'm going to go full screen and let you introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers. And I'm going to go tell my dog to have a treat, and I'll be right back with you. So go ahead and tell us who you are.
Sounds good. Hi, very happy to be here. I'm Priya Rajendran. I'm the co-founder of It's a Family Thing. It's an app for families. Me being a mom, have dealt with being the main person in the family who is always carrying the mental load of the family, doing a lot of invisible work in the house that goes, like, you know, without saying something that's needed, but like somebody has to do it. And usually it ends up being the mom who does most of those that work. Being a tech person myself, in my daily job, I'm using tech all the time. And then when I come home and I'm doing all these work, and I was wondering, like, you know, is there a way for me to use my technology background to help moms like me who are struggling everywhere with the mental load and the invisible labor? And what can we do about that? And that's how It's a Family Thing was born. You can read more about us and the app and what it does at it's a family thing.com. And we have an app and our Frankie, the dog, like Monica, we have a dog at home as well as in the app, which is your accountability partner who can help the family to stay on top of everything. What we were seeing was that, like, you know, all the applications that are out there, all the apps that are out there were helping moms. But it became another chore for the mom, making mom the better project manager of the house. What we wanted to do was not to create a smart tool for the mom's to-do list, but want to get away from mom being the to-do list. Why should mom be the to-do list holder? Why can't everybody in the family be part of it? How do we keep everyone in the family involved as well as accountable to do the work in the house? So that was the idea behind the application. We have about 250,000 families that had given us feedback throughout the years, and we have learned from that. And also, it's like the app is based on research and science. Science says that kids who do chores grow up to be more confident. So this isn't about just a mom trying to help other moms. It's about us raising better humans. What can we do to make that happen? So that was the reason this app was born, and I'm here talking about it now.
Yes. Okay. This is exciting because I usually just think I have to do these like boards, and I'm very excited about my vision board. I mean, it's not really a vision board; it was like a task board, you know, for each brand and all the things. And now I have to do like a family board because I shared in the last segment that I'm newly engaged, and that's a whole different frontier. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that, oh wow, I have less time for things now. And it's a family affair, right?
Yes. I mean, wait, you're just getting engaged. Wait till you have, like, if you decide to start a family, then it becomes like quadruples, like, you know, in a day. Like, it just like I was listening to Nancy. I'm a single mom. I was divorced like 7-8 years ago, and I was brave. Like, you know, I have now a kid in college, but back then she was a young teenager, and like I realized that I was doing all the work. Like, you know, in the morning you get up and you have a mental list going on. Like, you know,
I have to drop her here,
change that appointment, pick up this on the way. Oh my God, we're running out of eggs and milk. We need to pick up. I mean, you have a running list on your head all the time. And we have 250,000 families in the app. And most of the time, the feedback we hear is, in most families, it's the moms who does that even today. So our goal was to, like, you know, instead of just helping the mom, how do we make the whole family come together and make somebody else the accountability partner? Like, you know,
delegate in our business. Why not in the family? And I like what you're saying about chores and confidence. In my head, since I'm 10, probably 9, make up your bed to set up your day. I don't leave my bedroom until the bed is made. And my parents instilled that. Even though that sounds kooky to some people, it really set me to be consistent. Right.
So good to hear that, because I wish my daughter would listen to this segment, because this is exactly what I tell her.
Tell her to call.
As soon as you get up, make your bed.
Make your bed.
A clean, clutter-free space is a clutter-free mind. Like,
that's,
you know,
right.
Simple thing. And like it's important to tell that to the kids now with all these other distractions they have. There is so much going on, like constant distraction. How do you tell them what's important versus what's not important? Like, you know,
no, this is great. And I like the title because it's a call to action to the family. Yeah. And maybe your next 2.0 B is a community affair. Because back in the day, when the streetlights came on and I wasn't in the house, the neighbors would call my parents and tell, get her A
back into the house.
Right. You know, and so it's a community affair and see something, say something in the community. Right. So it doesn't mean that you need to, you know, go over that. But I like that you're doing this. And I think that there's some consistency pieces here that everybody can learn. I want to tell everyone, even just when, like, getting back to your clean space, clean mind. There is something to that. I believe scientifically I read, like, when you get into a consistent habit, when you start with a clean slate, you can move forward through your day. Like at night, I do a post-it by the bed of things I forgot to do, to put on my list. So I put it on the post-it by the bed and then I can go to bed. I don't feel like I'm going to miss anything. And why should mom do it all? Yes. You guys, give mom a break. She's tired.
I mean,
she's tired.
Yeah, and like most of us have, like, you know, a full-time job as well, and then, like, you know, the, like, you know, this invisible labor I'm talking about, like, you know, it that is also part of your charter. Like, you know, like even like being the accountability partner, I feel like it. Like if somebody has to remind somebody. And that's the mom all the time. Then that's also a mental load that you're carrying. Like, oh, I have to remind my daughter to pay rent this month when she's in college. Like, you know.
You do? Oh. You're a really good mom.
but why should it be me, right? Like, it shouldn't be me. Like, you know, they should. But, like, you have to set them up early on to get into those. That, like, I don't have to remind my daughter because she has been in this app for, like, a good 6-7 years. But, like, she, like, you know, it does build a foundation for them. And, like, you know, we worked with Donna Tretto, like, you know, whose castle method we have used to ground our work in It's a Family Thing app. So it's not just like me talking about it. It's like 250,000 families that is in the app, plus Donna and her research that he has done with the castle method. All of that going into this app to help other families.
Well, congratulations on the 250,000 followers and participants, not just followers, but engagers.
Yes.
And congratulations on that high number of followership. Those testimonials will only steamroll into more. And when they get into the, you know, the parenting meetings and the teacher parent conferences and the open house, all the things, this is really, really a great tool, you guys. Priya, go ahead and plug it. Tell us where we can find it. I'm guessing in the App Store, in the Androidian store.
Yes.
Tell us any exciting things you're doing to promote this. Where can we find you and follow you?
Yeah, we are in both the app stores. We have both the Android and the iOS version of the app. So you can find us in both app stores. And you also can go to itsafamilything.com. Very simple. And you can learn all about our app as well as, like, you know, how we help the families, how we easily onboard. Like, even onboarding should not be a mom's deal. So we made it super simple. And Frankie, our AI assistant, which is your dog in the family,
the doggy,
who will be the accountability partner, who will keep everybody, like, you know, on check, reminders, as well as, like, you know, taking care of the chore list and everything. So that's your accountability partner. And he will talk about all about it and that website itself. So it's like itsafamilything.com. And you can find us in the App Store. And, like, you know, we mothers always tend to go with the community. Like, you know, you are a new mom, you join a local community so you can, like, you know, share stories with other moms. I haven't heard that many dad groups, like very, very few, far and few. Yeah. So our goal is to make the partners and the dads equal partner in everything. That way, like, it just doesn't have to be the moms.
This is great. And I can foresee some partnerships in retail, in, you know, in pickleball, baseball, football, basketball, all the games kids play and teenagers play and families do, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, shout out, any, you know, family things. I can see partnerships here, like dad points, mom points, kid points, you know. Frankie is holding it down here in the app as the companion. Yes. You know what? Congratulations on starting something to help yourself, but then to help other moms. And happy early Mother's Day. What a beautiful Mother's Day and Father's Day gift and yes. Family's Day gift. Yes. Get with, tell them what it is, Priya. Tell them where to get it.
It's a familything.com. You can go there and we have like multiple different subscriptions for people to sign up. This might be a very good gift for the family, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, doesn't matter. Okay. It's a good gift you can give yourself as a family so that you can get organized and be more effective together. And also raise kids who are better prepared for the real life, right? Like, you know, the school takes care of the academic part of it. But like, you know, but the kids need soft skills and life skills that like goes a long way in their life. And this is that's what family is all about, to set them up for a better future and show them what like, you know, what is important and what's not important, to go above and beyond just academics. That's what that helps the kids as well.
You guys, give yourself a break. Use these machines for its purpose, and that is to assist our lives and make them better. And get into this. Don't be afraid of technology. Lean into this. If you are busy, inundated, overworked, overstressed, burnt out, get with Priya's It's a Family Thing and get into this. Congratulations, Priya. Come back. Check in with us. Maybe yes. Before the holidays. This could be a nice gift for back to school.
Back to school, yeah, for sure.
Back to school. We'd love to have you. It's a pleasure. Congratulations. You so okay. You guys, what will you start up today? I will see you next week. You guys, check out Priya, check out Nancy, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.